You're listening to the Copywriter On Call podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Gillis, copywriter, word magic maker, and owner of What Sarah Said. On this podcast, you'll feel empowered to show up online in a way that has you saying, "That's so me." Let's get started. Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Copywriter On Call podcast. I am your host, Sarah Gillis, and I am clocking in on call today with another Sarah, a client and a friend of mine. Thanks so much for being here, Sarah.
Thank you. So excited.
I'm so excited to chat with you all about your website copy project. But before we get there, I always love to ask people, tell us who you are, what you do, and what you love about what you do.
So I'm Sarah Munson. I am a photographer in Benton, Wisconsin, and I am currently photographing seniors. I do some weddings on the side, but right now my focus is seniors. And what I love about it is I love when I can show up to a senior session and my seniors may feel a little uncomfortable or awkward. And I love being their hype girl and watching them grow through their 90-minute session and becoming this confident individual who absolutely will love their photos.
I love that so much.
I know.
I think you have such a gift for making your people feel comfortable, and whether they are girls or boys or whether they've been in front of a camera or not, that it's really a new experience for them as a high school senior. Everybody talks about senior photos. Everybody knows the tradition behind it. And today's senior photos are so much more fun than like back in yesteryear when I took mine. And I feel like you have such a gift for like marrying someone's personality with the photo experience, but also then delivering photos that feel like them in the end. So I love that you've niched down like this. I love that it's been a real big process for you. I'm curious if you could tell us a little bit about what it's looked like. You used to photograph a lot of different things, and now you're really leaning into this passion on your heart for seniors. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So I was in the corporate world for 21 years, and I, in 3 years ago, decided I was going to go full time as a photographer. And at the time I thought, okay, I got to do all the things. I got to be the family photographer, the wedding photographer, the special events photographer. I got to show up at prom and do the pictures. I got to do the sports, and I'm even doing real estate photos. And seniors, I was always doing seniors, and seniors, I really fell in love with the seniors. Most photographers get really uncomfortable only working with one person, and not me. I feel very comfortable working with one person, and sometimes I feel uncomfortable working with a family because I'm like, how am I going to make all these pieces work? And so through the last 3 years, I've kind of worked through it, and I started to really think about what sessions do I love to do? Like, which ones do I get really excited? And I love the entire process. And it was my senior sessions. Weddings are long days. I mean, I'm not going to lie. They're long 10-hour days. Families, a lot of my families, they were starting to show up like they just wanted the traditional poses. And I was one of those who wanted to get the candid dad, love on your kids, mom love. And a lot of my families just showed up like, okay, take our pictures. You know, here we are. And I'm like, okay. So I was constantly trying to get these guys to do the candid stuff. And it was just hard for them to get comfortable in that way. So I'm like, okay, you know, I can really make my seniors feel comfortable, and I love doing it, and I connect with them so well. So it was a hard decision for me. I'm not going to lie. It was hard for me to eventually just say no to families. It was hard for me to say no to weddings because I do enjoy working with the brides, but it was the seniors that I really connected with. And not only that, those kids, like you said, they've never done it before. And I love building their session with them, like taking all the stuff that is them, their personality, their sports, their likes and their interests and the places they connect with. And it's like building this styled shoot for them per se. And we do all the things that are them. And some of these kids, they look at other senior pictures and they're like, I could never do that. Like, That would never be a session that I could see myself in. And I'm like, oh, no. We're going to create your own session, and it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be all about you. So when they show up and they feel uncomfortable, I love being their hype girl. It's like a challenge for me. I'm like, oh, challenge accepted. Yes. So that's a little bit of my journey.
I love that. You've also been on kind of a big journey of investing in education, not only for yourself, but also starting to tiptoe into education for other senior photographers. So I'd love to hear a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I did. When I 3 years ago, when I took on this full time, I'm like, you know what? I really need to level up because there is a lot of photographers in my area. And I'm like, I really need to stand out. And how can I do that other than invest in myself and my business? Yeah, you can do it in your equipment, but your equipment only does so much. You as an individual, you need to have the skill set and the knowledge and the expertise to take your business to the next level. So I dove into some senior online workshops and learned so much. And it was such an investment. And I tell a lot of my photographer friends, you know what? If there's one thing you can walk away with out of that piece of education, it was worth the money that you invested in. And so that's the way I look at it. Education is something I need to continually do. And I, in learning all of that, I'm like, you know what? I need to start informing other photographers, and I know so much about all the different areas of photography that I want to also help others build their business as well. Because I feel like I've, between client experience and skill set and, you know, the camera, there's so much that I want to share with everybody because I know it took me 21 years on my own to learn it all by myself. And if you can learn it from somebody, you can learn it quicker. So I'm diving, yes, I am diving this year into education. It's been phenomenal. I was kind of leery at first, but I'm going all in. Going all in. Don't
I
care.
love it. I love it. I mean, honestly, seeing you like fully embrace this new part of your business as an educator, but also as a photographer and a hype girl. All of this kind of was coming together, and you're like, okay, but I want my website to reflect all of these pieces, all of this investment in feeling like I finally know where I want to be, what I want to do, who I want to serve. And all of this kind of came to a head with your website. And you and I initially met through the Content Huddle, my membership program. And honestly, from then on, it was so cool to just see you step a little bit more into that confidence yourself as you're building your own dream business of sorts, right? As you're building your own corner of the market, your own piece of your heart out there serving clients. And it was just about bringing up the website to mention or to match that. And so I want to know a little bit more about what ultimately was leading you to say, okay, I'm ready. It's time for the website.
So it was in the content huddle when you had given us a guide on branding. There was some branding pieces in there and some of the questions you had asked. I'm like, okay, wow, I've never thought of this before. Like I was just Sarah Munson, the photographer, but we gotta have a brand. We gotta have my why and what do I love? Why, you know, why me? And when I started to dive into those pieces, I realized that I needed to answer them and I also needed to then relay that to my customers. So I had a website, wasn't great, something I had DIY'd myself. And then I started to fall into my editing, started to then reflect my brand. So once I realized what my why was and where I was going with brand colors and all that, then I'm like, okay, now my editing needs to match all of this. And then at the end, I'm like, okay, I need to put this all together and I need to have a website that also ultimately complements my editing style, my brand, and who I am. So when I was thinking about that, I'm like, oh, copy on my website. I'm not great with words. And you and I had worked before together on some emails. And I knew immediately that when I was doing my website, I'm like, oh, this is something Sarah has to do for me because you're just a word goddess with words. Sorry. You
Thank
are.
you. I love that. I love that so much. And I think too, like when you start with smaller projects like we did, right? Simple emails that are introducing who you are and why a senior should choose you, but then also that pivot that you're making into education. Writing emails in your own voice can be really challenging when you're making these big changes. And so somebody coming alongside you and hearing what you want to say and putting the words together, that can be so freeing because it's that little nudge that like, oh yeah, this feels good. I know I'm going in the right direction. I know I'm on the right path now. I love that.
Yeah, no.
So when it comes to the website piece, when you're thinking about that big challenge, that big frustration, you obviously want to show up as yourself, right? You want to show up authentically. You want to show your senior clients that you can show up as yourself, that even if your interests or your hobbies or your extracurriculars don't look like the person down the street, you can still have a memorable experience and you can be the one to give that to them. How do you communicate that in a website? What were you trying to do before that just wasn't hitting?
I honestly think it was my copy. I'm going to be honest. It was 100% my copy. I didn't know how to share it with them. I didn't know how to put it in the words that they would, I mean, I could say it to them like, hey, this is Sarah and I do this, but I needed you to give me that word magic to make it flow and for them to understand. That's my downfall is copy. I mean, I knew what I wanted to look like. I knew exactly what, right. I'm a visual person. I'm a graphic designer. I knew what I wanted it to look like. I just needed someone, and you and I had worked together and you knew me enough that I knew you were going to make it all work. And you did.
Yeah. And I think to your mind for the visual, like you came to me and you were like, this is my design. This is exactly what I want it to look like. This is how I want it to flow. And the visuals were in such a great place and they were so cohesive that I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. Cause all I have to do is bring the words to marry it. Right.
Yeah.
And I think it's about switching the focus just a tad, right? I think a senior client is so interesting because not only do you have to speak to the senior, you also have to speak to their parents. Right. And so being able to toe that line and to speak to both of those audiences, both of whom probably have a little bit of a different need or desire at the very basic core, right? The parent wants to honor the tradition. The parents, you know, still looking at their 18-year-old child and seeing the baby inside. And the teenager wants to experience that celebration, that, you know, that honoring of where they're at in life. And so being able to speak to both, the visuals do such a beautiful job, but the copy needs to do that too. And so I think that's really what we tried to work on, is bringing those two audiences, even though they're related and similar, like bringing those two audiences together.
Yeah, you're right. It is. I'm on two different platforms. There's Instagram and there's Facebook, and I'm on both. And all of my seniors are on Instagram and all of my parents are on Facebook. So it is, I am all the time tweaking my captions and my text and copy to serve both. It is. You're very right there. And I'm also now adding in photographers. So also incorporating what I'm doing for my seniors and my parents, and also helping those photographers do the same thing. It all comes together.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is a challenge that you have to think through, but there's no reason that you can't do all of that on one website. That's one of the questions I get all the time, is how do I speak to so many different people on my website? And the answer is you just do. That's because all of them are wanting to work with you. You are the common element. You as the business owner, you as the service provider. And obviously you're delivering all of them the tangible pieces, whether it's the photography or the tools to deliver photography, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's a common element too, that all of them are coming to this website for.
Yeah. And also showing up on your website for those senior photographers who can see your copy and see how you're showing up for your seniors as well. I mean, they're seeing how you're coming at both the parent and the senior and how their copy should reflect the same thing. So I just love it. It all comes together.
Yeah. I think modeling, not only for the senior, you can show up as you are online. This is who I am. This is who I, you know, love to work with. These are the things I love to do. And this is why I can serve you. That I'm sure helps increase their confidence and their authenticity in their own senior experience. Just because you're showing up as you are, it gives them that permission to do the same. And just like you said, for those other photographers that you're mentoring or educating, same thing. If you don't walk the walk, how are they going to?
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you think was the biggest result or the transformation that you feel you've experienced since your website has been live?
I've had a lot of traffic. I've had a ton of traffic. Great. I know, it's been great. And I've been driving everybody to my website. So in the past, I had a lot of forms, a lot of PDF files that I had that were not on my website. And I completely switched my platform too. I went to Showit. And there is so many things that I can do on Showit that I couldn't do with my other platform, but there's been a ton of traffic and people are starting to, there's less questions too. You and I, we've worked on our copy enough that everybody knows what to expect when they work with us. So, there's less questions, there's more traffic. I'm driving more people there because I feel very confident in that website, knowing that any questions that they have, they're going to get answers on that website. I've got pages on there, you know, hidden, we've created hidden pages. There's guides. I moved all my guides over to my website. So now they're web pages, which has been fantastic. So all of my links, you know, we're gaining SEO on them. I am noticing that, on the back end, I'm gaining SEO. And I really love my website. So I'm driving everybody there, versus in the past, I wasn't as confident in that area. So I would kind of slide past the website, but now I'm like, oh, go to my website. You're going to get everything you need there. So, it's just been great. It has.
I love that. I love that. I think that's a big piece of confidence too, as a business owner, is having a website that communicates for you, right? Decreasing questions, increasing the likelihood that an ideal client is going to find you there and hire you, but also just giving you something that you're proud of, that you're proud to send people to and know that they're going to get the answers they need. That is such a flex for a business owner. A lot of us, especially when we're starting and we're taking, you know, on everything and anything, trying to figure out what we like, what's our magic, you know, secret sauce, as we're, you know, trying to figure out those ideal clients and those services that light us up, our websites can look a little bit like a hot mess and it can feel like a hot mess. It might not look that way visually, but it can feel like, I don't know if I want to do this, but I'm going to throw it out there and see if I like it. Right. And now that you're in a place where everything's a little bit more settled and you know what you love, and having the website that brings that together gives you that confidence to say, yeah, go to my website. I got you. I got all the stuff on the website that you need, whether it's, you know, a guide for you after you've booked me, or it's questions you might be thinking about before you hire me. All of those things are there for you. And I know that they're in that voice that I'm communicating with you right now. And they're also, you know, getting those visuals that you've worked so hard to hone and to really professionally deliver them in a way that's understandable, but also is really speaking to that dream client.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And it also shows me as a professional in the industry too. I mean, me showing up with my clunky old website too, it was just like, oh, don't go look at my website, because it was something I just kind of DIY'd. But now I feel like a professional, like it's professionally done. It looks really good. And my clients also then relate to, oh, she knows what she's doing. She's a professional, so let's hire her. So that was the other piece too that I absolutely love. And yeah, I love my site. I do. Yeah. I love it.
I love that so much. So when it comes to showing up as yourself online, I always love to ask my guests and my former clients, how do you show up as yourself online? And why is that important to you in the first place?
So for me, it's relationship building. I want them to know who I am and the things that I like to do. And not only that, I'm always building relationships with my seniors. I want to be able to walk down the street someday after their session and say, hey, how are you doing? How's college? And I want to be able to have that relationship with them too. So when I show up on social, I am just myself. I'm not trying to be somebody I'm not. Sometimes you might find me in my garden. You might find me out fishing. Like, there are things that I love to share with them because those are connection points. Those are, you know, the guys, my senior guys are like, oh, she knows how to fish. Like, this girl, she's an ice fisherman. Holy cows. I love to fish too. So they relate with me. But I've always showed up authentic, and I just want them to know who I am, why I do what I do. And sometimes I'll show up with messy hair and sometimes I may look pretty. You never know, but I really don't care. I just want to show up and just be real with them.
Yeah. And again, it's that permission granting, right? It's if you're real with them, they're going to be real right back to you. And I think that's a really powerful message, especially today, to send to these teenagers who are about to, embark on this brand new adventure, whether they're choosing work or the military or, college. It's all a brand new adventure. And it's a discovery process of figuring out who they are and who they want to be and how they want to show up in the world and, make an impact. And so I feel like any touch point, whether it's a teacher, a photographer, anyone in the community, giving them the opportunity to showcase, you know what, I'm just me and I'm showing up as I am, that gives them the permission to do the same and to be comfortable in that discovery process.
And I find too that when I build these relationships with the kids and I show up real, they learn to trust me. And when they trust me, then they show up and they feel a little, they're more comfortable with me, and they trust that I have their best interests. They know that I'm not going to take them somewhere they don't want to be, and that I'm going to make sure that they connect with what they're doing. They bring their props and they're going to show up just like themselves. So that's the other key too, is just building and gaining trust.
And you do such a beautiful job of that with the senior themselves, but also with the parents, right? And the parents get to see your interactions with their child, and that helps them to trust you as well.
I can't tell you how many parents I've had after sessions thank me, or comment or send me messages like, "Oh my God, they were so nervous going into it. I'm so thankful we chose you because you made it so easy. You made them feel so comfortable. Thank you for showing up at our farm to photograph our kids." Like, I go out of my way to make sure that this session is exactly what they're wanting for their senior session. No, I love it. I do.
I love that. So I would be completely remiss if I didn't ask you about client experience because I feel like you have done such a beautiful job to build up your client experience for your seniors. So what's one real thing that you want to tell all of the listeners out there about the importance of client experience?
Client experience for me. So I was not a client experience person. When I first did this 3 years ago, when I started it, there was not much of a client experience. And I slowly started to learn that I needed to add that client experience because I was seeing other photographers in our area not offer that client experience. Like, there's not a lot of touch points during, from the time they book until the time we deliver images, there's not a lot of touch points. And so I wanted to build my client experience and actually like give them experience, because it is, when you're a senior, that is so fun. Those girls who dream of their dream session, they're like, "I want to have that same experience." So for me, we have discovery calls. I ask them to create mood boards. It's like building a styled shoot for them. I completely prep. There's a lot of prep that I put into my sessions. I do a lot of scouting. We talk about location. I also talk about outfits. I will ask my seniors about 2 weeks out from their session to send me pictures of their clothes, whether they try them on or it's just on their, lay them on their bed. And I want to make sure that their outfits complement the location that we're going to. I want to make sure that they are picking colors that photograph well. And there have been times where I've said to them, "Oh, that color's not going to look good in this area. So let's try this color or this," just because I want them to know that I totally want them to look good. I want them to look good in their location. I've also, done client gifts. I deliver galleries too. That's another perk too. I deliver galleries within about 2 weeks. Most
So
photographers are,
fast.
I know, most photographers are a month out. I'm 2 weeks. I've really worked on the efficiency of my post-production. And I do a lot of things, for my seniors during their sessions. I bring water. I've got them covered as far as changing tent. I mean, I've got a lot of things I'm providing for my senior. And my parents always say, "You make this so easy. So easy." And I'm like, "That's my job. I want this to make this easy on you because I know you have a ton of things going on in your life, and I'm the photographer. Let me handle it." So there's a lot that I put into my client experience, and I'm always tweaking things, but I feel like I've really given it 200% here in the last year or two.
Yeah, it's been so fun to write for you as you're kind of diving headfirst into that too, because you bring such a knowledge of what a senior will need. You anticipate their needs so beautifully, but you also just take the time to celebrate them. And I feel like that's the real key message here is regardless of whether you photograph seniors or weddings or families or babies, it's a celebration, right? They're choosing you to come in and take photos for a reason. And that reason is probably a good one. It's a celebration of sorts. And so taking time to really celebrate them and this place they're in, I feel like you do that really, really well.
Yeah, I do. I love chatting with them during their session. I love asking where they're going. We talk about all their things that they love. Sometimes we find that we love the same thing. So then we talk all the, you know, it's been great. But I really do celebrate them. And it's so exciting when some guys, they don't like to have their pictures taken. They're just there because mom wants them to. But when the guys can come out of those sessions and they go, that was pretty fun. That to me is just, I just love that. I'm like, oh my God, yes, you had fun, even though you didn't think you were going to have fun, but he was smiles and everything else at the end, and he would love to have done it over again. So yeah, I just love it when I can show up and celebrate everybody. And I do. I really do love connecting with my seniors.
I love that. Well, thank you so, so much for being here, Sarah. Thank you so much for trusting me to bring your website to life. It has been so fun working with you these past few years, and I'm just anxious for more projects with you because it's so fun to bring all of it to life. So thanks again for being here, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. It's been great working with you, and I knew it would. From the time we started working in the content huddle, I just knew you could bring the magic to what I needed to my website. So thank you so much for also being there for me.
Of course. Of course. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of the Copywriter On Call podcast. Until next time, I am signing off as your copywriter on call. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Copywriter On Call podcast. If this episode has you feeling all sorts of inspired to show up as yourself online, click that subscribe button so you don't miss my stories or practical advice to help you express your quirky, vulnerable, and authentic self online. Chat soon.